And I don't need no hook for this shit. Realest podcast ever, realest Patreon ever, realest platform ever. I started to not even do the intro today. I was ready to get right to work.
Oh, this isn't a regular show.
No, this is a Patreon.
Okay, because I was waiting for the music.
Nah, this is Patreon, baby. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Y'all know what the fuck going on.
I mean, it's the weekend. We're here getting it in, man. You know, working on the weekend like usual. Matt just came fresh from work. I've been lamping all day.
You know what I get the most now? Do you still have a job? I've been getting that a lot.
Really?
I guess I'm doing too much.
You've been traveling a lot.
I got some more going on. You know what I'm saying?
Got three more trips.
Yeah, just stay tuned, man. But I get that a lot. Like, yo, did you quit? Did you land? It's just like, not yet.
Yeah, no, Matt's very much still gainfully employed.
Yeah.
For now.
I hate it.
Yeah, for
I'm
now.
Probably going back to 27 next weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm over the hood already. You know what I'm saying? Even though the 49 ain't really that hood, it's just still, you know.
Yeah.
It's down there.
Somebody pointed out the other day, I think it was on Twitter, that we have a bit of a cliffhanger right now going on with the podcast.
Do we?
At the live show, you broached the topic, and then we just went off the rails, and you never finished the story. The Walnut Street story. You started to tell a story.
Oh.
And so save it for the next live show.
Oh, okay.
Because people remember that Easter egg. It was an accidental Easter egg that got planted. Right. But people remembered that and was like, yo, you know, Matt still owes a story. What happened on Walnut?
It's very, very long story, but in a weird way, I'm connected to the BMF.
Okay.
Yeah. So, very stupid, long-ass story.
Yeah. So, we are here on a weekend, and, you know.
I'm smoking hookah.
We're smoking hookah. We cracked the hookah. I'm drinking some water. Last night on social media was very interesting for me. Matt was home, tucked in bed.
No, I was watching. I hit you during it. Because what happens is whenever, let's just set the scene. Mm-hmm. You are formerly T'Chatta.
Yes. Formerly This ain't me.
C_Diddy.
Yes.
All of which got wiped out.
Completely
wiped out.
Also, TRPE 2017, which also got wiped
the fuck out. So you on your fifth or sixth Twitter page?
Yeah, it's been bad. I had a bad run.
Whenever you go left on Twitter, I always get the and I actually didn't get. I got it this morning from two people. Like, what's up with Chad? I'm just like, I guess he's just had enough of y'all. I have no clue. But I'm like, I talk to him, everything's normal or whatever.
Yeah, and the thing is this. You know, my presence on Twitter kind of precedes itself. So I intentionally mask who I am on Twitter and really only interact with podcast audience and my personal friends and family for that reason. Because for some strange reason out there, people like to poke the bear when it comes to me.
Right.
People like to bother me, and the problem is when you like a black Twitter all-star, which I'm retired, but I was a black Twitter all-star, people only see the response, and they don't see the initial shot that got fired.
Right.
So in this case of what transpired last night, that's essentially what this was. We've broached this topic on the last two shows, Patreon and then also on a regular show, about everything, this larger conversation that's looming about what's going on in podcast land right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we broached the topic, but today is the deep dive.
Okay.
Because motherfuckers need some straightening. Like, people are getting this shit tangled and twisted and sideways.
That toothpick is killing me.
people are getting shit twisted. And they speaking very matter-of-factly on shit that they have no idea about.
Right.
And at this point in my Twitter sphere life, my whole goal, and I said it the other day so I can hold myself accountable, is to try to raise the vibration of some of the conversation that we're having so that we can be more productive as a people, get more fucking accomplished, and just have some better dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
We talk and entertain ourselves with a lot of nonsense and a lot of bullshit. And essentially, social media is meant to be an escape from real life and blah, 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 blah. But at this point, I think we can agree about 10, 11 years in on social media, Twitter in particular, it's just an extension of regular life. People are coming on there. Some people are using it like a diary. Some people are just coming on there to, you know, interact with friends and family, just log their day, whatever the case may be. And some people are coming on social media, Twitter in particular, because this is the hub, with an agenda.
Right.
And with their agenda, they have been agendized to attack certain pockets of, I guess, creationism, creatorism, or whatever the case may be, and just certain concepts. And the patriarchy is one. These dating podcasts is another one. And then now, because though of those two overarching themes from the first two things I mentioned, podcasting at large is under attack on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Only on Twitter.
Only on Twitter.
Because it's thriving everywhere.
It's thriving on IG. I just fucking, we had posted the shit the other day about the fucking Jay Might Not Be Boosie shit. That shit got shared like crazy. People cursing us out in the comments. Niggas from the South with 901 and 813 in their motherfucking social media name. Like, yeah, finally somebody said this shit. So it's starting conversation.
Right.
And I've made this point before. I haven't made it in a while. We gonna make it again. Philadelphia is the hub. Let's say Pennsylvania is the hub and the heart of this podcast, where it starts from and it where it spreads out from there. But it doesn't end there. We have an international, we have a national footprint, we have an international footprint. And we've been broadcasting over 80 countries over the years of us doing this because we are veterans. We've had episodes that have impacted that have damn near probably a million downloads right now to date. Episodes like fucking Migos for President, our inaugural episode, fuck 2016, and the social media episode, like cult classics, all this different stuff that fucking traveled around the world before people even knew what podcasting was.
Right.
So I set the stage with that to say, number one, we're not rookies. Number two, it took us some time and we've had growing pains, and a lot of y'all have been here since day one, so y'all were able to grow with us. And we figured it out.
Right.
We were a part of this industry when it wasn't an industry, when almost nobody was getting paid. When radio guys like Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sounds were doing their Juan Epps show after their radio job, just as a way to express what they couldn't express on the radio because of all the corporate affiliations and responsibilities and radio airtime cut times, and you got to play this song every hour on the hour and all of that shit. And they were using it as a form of expression. And only when guys like Reggie Osei, Combat Jack came into the industry and started to put more structure to it and create networks and like almost like mini unions for podcasters and stuff like this, and you know, advocate for fucking podcasters' rights and understand like the value of, you know, of click per minute and all that shit, and helping establish the way that podcasters get paid today.
Right.
All of that took place. Rest in peace, Reggie Osei. We lost Combat Jack. I use them interchangeably. It's the same person for those of you that don't know. And a lot has transpired over the years to where it's like now the average person that sees podcasting doesn't even understand that the original iteration of podcasting was by the people for the people.
Yeah. Rappers ruined the podcast.
They ruined it.
And it's funny because even like today in one of the voice notes you made, the John, like, rappers need podcasters more than podcasters need rappers.
Without a doubt.
And podcasters make more money than rappers do. And I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, that's why every rapper who can't really get nothing cracking
Got a podcast.
That's absolutely right.
So with the industry shift that took place, and I'm giving y'all a history lesson now, just walk with me. I know y'all like when we do these deep dives on Patreon. Mm-hmm. When the industry shift started to take place, it brought in a gold rush of corporate sponsors and money and advertising opportunities and live shows and all this great shit.
It brought VC money.
It brought VC.
No one saw VC money being
in podcasting.
Yeah.
It brought everything.
Yeah.
It fucking shrunk the sky a little bit. Like, it brung everything. But with all that attention, all that glamour, all the money that they brought, it marginalized the people that built this shit brick by brick to the point where when people talk about, oh, how'd you discover podcasting or what were your early, nobody mentions YNAP.
No.
Nobody mentions Combat Jack Show.
Ain't that crazy?
Nobody mentions Taxstone.
No.
And he wasn't that long ago.
Taxstone was 2016
to 18.
Yeah, 17.
They don't even mention that, like, the few and the real understand. And Tax is one of my, I don't know about Matt, but one of my primary influences of, like, I could do this shit. Like, he just a nigga from Brooklyn that get on niggas' nerves on Twitter. I get on niggas' nerves on Twitter every day. You feel me? Like, this is possible. And his shit grow. People don't even know. The first podcast Nori did was Tax Podcast.
Amen.
And he sparked the thought of, yo, you should, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, there are even people, and Joe Budden, for what it's worth, created fucking rappers being on the goddamn internet, him and Soulja Boy, and with any type of consistency and monetizing it and being on YouTube and
I want to say this is Joe's third Joe.
He had the show with him and Tahiri.
Right.
That was like a straight raw reality show that he was shooting with like one of them little small handheld cameras. He had that shit. Then it was I'll name this podcast later. And then it transitioned into the Joe Budden podcast right, yeah. when the money came.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say, you got people not just participating and, you know, taking from and giving to, you know, a certain medium, but not doing the knowledge, not understanding where a lot of shit came from. Not, there's like little points of reference and stuff like that, little industry shit that we'll throw out from time to time that I know a lot of people just don't get.
Mm-hmm.
It flies over their head, like certain jargon and stuff like that, or references or whatever that people just totally don't get, because like for a lot of people, TRPE was their first podcast.
Exactly. Shout out to Black. Black made that a point.
We introduced and are responsible for introducing a region of the country to podcasting. Wallo said as much when he was talking to Young Legend. Oh yeah, no, I fuck with them, da 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 da. No, them niggas dope, man. They talented. I remember they was like the first ones out here was doing it.
Ain't that crazy? Two little nappy headed. Nappy headed. I ain't got no hair.
No, they fell back for a minute. It's good to see they doing their thing again. No, I fuck with them, da 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 da. Now, scheduling conflicts and this, that, and the third. Whatever. That's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Lobster ravioli and dulce
like,
and shit.
Yeah, it's like, y'all don't know what's going on.
What's going on, right?
But we stand with Wallo, you know what I'm saying? We stand with Wallo, and people respect the architects. And a theme of this show for the last 2 years has been, you can't monetize nothing but consistency. And we understand that we had an opportunity to the moon, and through our own internal issues,
right?
We took a break, blah, 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 blah. Don't leave while you hot. That's how May screwed up.
Exactly.
Fucked everything up. We had to build from scratch. But guess what? We built.
Yeah.
Brick by brick again. And it worked better the second time than the first time. Am I lying?
I got the hoop really hit. Yes.
We've gotten more out of this and given more to the audience the second time around than the first time.
Back for the first time.
Back for the first time. Literally. Like, the content is better. The production is better. The video, we've invested in the fucking platform. What up, what up? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the Realest Podcast ever. Sorry to leave y'all like that with the cliffhanger, but that was just a quick preview of some of the content that we cut on Patreon. That particular episode is OT number 74, and that one's called Set the Record Straight, where we just kind of like examining the whole, you know, critiquing of the male podcast space and just, you know, everything that's kind of going crazy on social media with, you know, just grouping people together by industry and just taking a deep dive on that and having a real honest conversation with our audience. For more access to conversations like this, conversations about credit, community building, wealth building, different things like that, make sure y'all subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/officialTRPE. That's patreon.com/officialTRPE. That's where you're going to get all of our raw, unfiltered, unabridged, unabashed content that's, you know, coming direct from, you know, your favorite podcasters, Chad and Matt. And, you know, this was just a small, quick little preview. There's a whole nother hour plus of content on just this one episode around this topic. And aside from that, you know, the benefits of being on the Patreon is that we are literally breaking bread and giving back to the people that give to us. And those are our patrones. So for everybody that's on Patreon, you know, when we hit 500 subscribers, you're going to have an opportunity to win your share of $1,000. We're going to give two people a $500 cash prize. So that's the first thing when we hit 500 subscribers. When we get to 1,000 subscribers, and this is literally right on our Patreon, right on our website, in writing, to hold us accountable for it. Never been done before in podcasts and radio, anything like that. We're going to be giving away $5,000 in cash. And, you know, we can show up to your job, show up to the crib, show up while you on a sneaky link with a big giant TRPE Publishers Clearinghouse check so that everybody know it's real. And we pulling up with that bread, you know what I mean? And like I said, this is going to be the way that we give back and say thank you for the people that, you know, support us, patronize us, break bread with us, come see us at the live shows, buy merch, listen to the show every week, et cetera, et cetera. We want to make sure that we giving back to y'all. So this is how, you know, when we grow, y'all win. So that's just what it is, man. So again, if you're not on the Patreon yet, everybody in TRPE Nation, all my VIPs out there, make sure y'all go to patreon.com/officialTRPE for all of the latest and greatest, all of the updates, all of the exclusive information and access directly to me, C. Diddy, to Matt, to Big Dan. Everything is over there on Patreon. We're building a community over there, and we want y'all to come and be a part of it. This is the realest podcast ever. This is the realest platform ever, and the realest Patreon ever.